not good, Mark. We are headed into a recession. And unless the Fed pulls some stunt or we reverse what the doji guys are doing, we're going to have a recession.
Good afternoon. Welcome to North Point of View. I'm here with Dr. Walter Kimsies. Walter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
How are you, man?
Much better.
All right, we got that last podcast done, so right. You're feeling better now, right?
I'm feeling better. And you know, we now know what Trump's position is. We've got all of those tariff studies out, and let's watch round one here. So that's good.
Playing the tape back 30-plus years, it's the economy.
It is the economy, you're right.
It's the economy. Stupid.
Stupid. Or is it the stupid economy? I can't.
It's bumpy right now. Underlying pieces seem to be strong, but it's hard for anybody to make a big move right now, even some small moves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to hit go.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So go back to June of 2000. People were walking around with masks. They weren't traveling. They were socially distancing. And we
said, seems like a lifetime ago.
It does. It's horrible to even think about it. Yeah. I was doing well. Now I'm not doing well. What a horrible year. But we gave people trillion and some dollars.
Yeah.
And they did all kinds of stuff with it. They replaced their broken ass kitchen table. Other people bought 3-4 fishing rods because, you know, fishing rods, socially distant.
I did, for sure.
Yeah. Bicycles. You couldn't find the bicycle. Everybody, the bicycles were gone, right?
Yeah. They're in the garage now collecting dust.
So it was a time where we gave people money that didn't belong to them. It belonged to future generations.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that under a better way. But we gave them all this money and they went.
That's
the
next podcast, by the way.
So retailers' sales were $450 billion a month. And if you looked at the data past 5 years, past 10 years, you would have forecast that by 2024, we're in 2025, but in 2024, you would have been at about $500 to $550 billion a month of retailer sales. What do you think retailer sales were monthly in 2022? We had $5.5 trillion of stimulus. So we were at 450. We, money. Biden comes and said, take another $1 trillion. So I don't know why, but you know, whatever. And we went to, remember, the forecast was 500 to maybe 550. We went over $600 billion a month. Now, when was the last time a stimulus money was handed out? That was March of 2021. So it's now been 4 years. Consumer spending, we all thought, well, the trend was here and it was shot up during COVID. And then over time, it would have to come down and catch up with the trend line. And it didn't. The trend line's there and we're way up here. And I can tell you that every retail CEO's worst nightmare since 2020 was the day we returned to trend.
Right.
And you're seeing it now. There are a bunch of retailers who are filing bankruptcy, some because they got ripped off by transportation companies. Their stuff was detained and they got charged for their stuff being detained by that they couldn't control. Those were high bills. But my 3PL friends were warning me 2 years ago, they had a list of companies they didn't want to deal with because they felt, no, they're not gonna make it. And they asked me for advice on it. And I said, just be careful. There's all these things like Altman Z scores, you know, companies' credit ratings. And I remember in Wall Street, there were companies that my entire career had negative Z scores and didn't go bankrupt. But we had a lot that were running negative and they were already not, we don't want to deal with your stuff. Those poor guys, Penske, they got one furniture company went bankrupt 2 years ago and all of the furniture was left in their warehouses. And Penske's like, what do we do with this stuff? Where do we put it? We need to get it out. These guys aren't paying us. We got no room. We can't take more clients. We're going to go broke. So, you know, it was bad. But then what's happened is when you look at the data from Circana, which in my day on Wall Street, they were called IRI, is the best data source on consumers. Don't listen to economists. Don't listen to management consultants.
Don't listen to us.
Yes, don't listen to us. Go to Circana and see what they're saying.
That's the name of this podcast on, by the way. Don't listen to us.
Exactly. We don't know.
Do your own research.
But what we saw is prices went up a lot, and people started to cut back on spending on things like electrical appliances, TVs, computers. Now, the tech sector has been feeling this now for a year and a half. Then we started seeing that the fast food restaurants are struggling.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of fast food stores being closed here and there, et cetera. Some of it, you know, just normal, but some of it structural. And you go to the supermarkets, and Walmart said consumer spending patterns are typical of a recession right now. I use the R word, yes. Regardless of what Trump is doing with the dodgy guys and the tariffs and all of that stuff, there is a recession that is going to happen. Interest rates are high, and even if Powell cuts rates, you know, it's not going to help much. So let's look at the consumer, and then we'll look at the other piece to this. So consumers are not going to the fast food restaurants. They're not buying appliances and furniture and stuff. It's hard for those guys. So what are they spending money on? Well, they have to spend it on food. And it's not just eggs that went up. I mean, that's just terrible that the press is all about the eggs. Stop it. You know, Nabisco was doing it. The Oscar Mayer is doing it. So all these food producers, they're even worse. Their prices went up by a lot more since, say, 2019. And people are moving away from those brands into the store brand. And so what companies like Walmart would be seeing and Costco and others is all of a sudden you prefer the store brand and not the major consumer brand. Cheaper, right? You get all those, you know, overproduction overruns. You buy it from the producers. You put your label on it. Mark and Walter Supermarket, boom. And now it's our store brand, and that's what people are buying.
All this is, in your mind, a move back. It's back to, going back to the trend line, right?
Exactly. And how fast we go back, well, I'll get to that in a second, Mark. The other piece to this, and this is Circana's data. All right? I want to give them a lot of credit. I love those guys. I'm a member of the Supply Chain Leaders in Action, and I'm always begging, you know, Amy Thorne, who runs it, to please bring them back. Okay, I was addicted to them when I was in Wall Street. And so the other thing is they looked at consumers paying on their credit cards. And the percentage of consumers who have credit card bills that are paying the minimum payment is the highest it's been since they first started collecting data in 2011.
Wow.
14 years. This is the highest it's been. They're running out of gas, okay? First, the stimulus stopped coming, but people got so addicted to buying crap they didn't need. 4 fishing poles, 3 bicycles, kind of like the 12 days of Christmas, and a partridge in a pear tree, right? They're just buying everything. Well, like they need more stimulus, but so what? You know, hey, wages have been going up, and we got credit cards, and the banks are run by the usual group of morons, and they're out there, oh yeah, you need to borrow more money, and so they did. And now it's not looking good. So we're not at a critical level yet, but the trend is not your friend. So we are going into a normal recession. Okay, garden variety, you know, we got too carried away in one place or another in the economy. We got to pull back and kind of, you know, get back to trend. So yeah, we're going to go back to trend. It's not good for ports, by the way. Ports are not going to see good volume growth. So,
but when you say garden variety recession, we're talking 2-3 quarters, 4 quarters.
Well, you brought up George H. Bush, who lost because Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. And George Bush said, it's the stupid economy. Okay, so you change the order of the words, different story, right? But that was a garden variety recession. The Fed raised rates, cooled the inflation. We went into a recession. But why didn't we go into a recession in 2022 or 2023? So last year, January, February, I had a field day. I had so much fun. I go to these conferences and, Walter, would you speak, et cetera. Okay, great. Yeah, but we're going to bring in the chief economist from, I don't know, Moody's, Bank of America, whatever, and he's going to talk first. And so they get up and they did their apology thing. Because all the economists, oh, we're going to go into a recession. And we didn't. They didn't notice a big jump in. So they saw monetary policy was restrictive, so we should go in a recession. And fiscal policy was not stimulative, so, okay, we go into a recession. Okay? Here's the little green.
Go ahead, Walter. Give them a gun.
Shut up, all of you guys. You missed something. What did they miss? They missed the IRA, they missed the IIJA, right? We've talked a lot about this, but Investment in Infrastructure Jobs Act, IIJA, the Inflation Reduction Act, was just targeting anything other than inflation. Okay, I mean, it's a stupid name, it's the politicians put on stuff. We're going to call it black when they really mean red, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of money from there was going to build new electric vehicles and electric battery, you know, batteries for the electric cars and all of that green stuff. And we had to build a lot of factories and chip factories and pharmaceutical factories so we didn't have to import as many pharmaceutical ingredients from China. We did this, and the amount of construction, employment in these reshored industries surged. And so that was stimulative fiscal policy, but it was disguised by the IIJA, IRA. And I was lucky, I missed it too. An engineer friend of mine showed me the data. I'm like, oh, no wonder why we didn't go into recession. So the economists got up and they did their stuff. And then I would do mine with the charts to show why it was. And I had a couple of guys shaking their fist at me.
It was Novocaine. That's what comes to my mind right now.
It's so nicely put. You know, some of us call it lard, but Novocaine is just so much more elegant.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. And Trump came in and he goes, that IRA money or any money you thought you were going to get? Nope. The IIJA? Nope. What about these other research? Nope. We're going to cut government spending. So we are in contractionary fiscal policy.
Right.
We're firing government workers. Normally, that's a shock absorber. They never lost their jobs. Well, you know, now they are losing their jobs. And we're cutting government spending. And the consumer's tapped out. Why do you think the stock market started to head south? Oh, the tariffs? It's going to bring jobs to America. Yeah. When we finally get it resolved, like we said in the last tape, you know, we're going into round two, and we went into round two on April 2nd,
yeah.
And now we got to see what happens next. It's not good, Mark. We are headed into a recession, and unless the Fed pull some stunt, or or we reverse what the doji guys are doing, we're going to have a recession. And unfortunately for the Republican guys, it will happen before the midterm elections.
And yet, based on where we started 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
5 years ago.
That's right. The sugar high is done.
The sugar high is done. That party's over. Pay the bill. Let's get ready for what's next.
Right. So what's my favorite stock? eBay.
I love that.
All that crap they bought that they can't afford. Maybe if we sell it, I can make my credit card payment. God, I love eBay.
Stocks to pick in the recession.
Exactly. Walmart's good. You know, Walmart is a great anti-recession play. You know, I remember 91.
eBay, Walmart. Write that down.
So, and not Disney. So Disney in 91, they had to sell their videotapes for $4.99 or $5.99 at Walmart. And they were glad they sold them. The next year, Walmart wanted to do it again. And Disney said, yeah, but for $15.99. Walmart said, no, $5.99. So they said, no tapes, no CDs for you, Walmart. They sold them everywhere else for $15.99. Walmart's a little stubborn, a little strong-headed, and they missed the trade. But Walmart is the recession play. So I would buy eBay and I would buy Walmart. Now, I haven't looked at the prices, et cetera. Maybe this is already priced in, but still want to see how that's doing, because those share prices will tell me how likely we are to see a recession, I think.
The rat through the snake.
Exactly.
All right.
Why rat? Pig.
Walter? Tough news, but news we need to hear, news we can use.
Exactly. You're the snake.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.